Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Indiana team.
That'll resonate with future players in free agency.
I didn't think of that.
You go on to sign guys, and they say, wow, look at the way the Warriors take care of their players. Wow, no matter what, look how much love they show their players. I mean, even Kuminga, he had the great quote in his rookie year where he said, they love everybody here. The Dub Nation loves anybody. They don't care. We do love anybody.
Unless.
And everybody. You know, Corey McGinnity, like what? I mean, he may be one of the guys who fans don't love out here. But even Dunleavy now, who was a hated Warrior, one of the most hated Warriors ever, nobody says a bad thing about Dunleavy. No. They're saying, Dunleavy, keep cooking.
Well, I think one thing was evident for me, and look, people can disagree, and that's fine, but the small segment of anger that you see on anonymous Twitter or Instagram accounts or whatever, it's not a reflection of the larger crowd of fans as a whole. And people are always going to nitpick with a cloud of, you know, with the cloak of anonymity or however the heck you say it. But like in real life, people were out there like loving Klay Thompson for what he was. And I'm really happy that was a true representation, I think, of what real Warrior fans and the whole segment of fans feel about him. I don't think the negative people on social media is a reflection of a large segment of the fans. And I was happy to see real life like overcome social media yesterday.
Remember we had to drop anonymity.
We had decided for that word. Sorry, I can't say it.
Anonymity. That was a word I used to struggle with a lot.
I apologize. I can't say it. Anonymous.
Anonymity. Remember we had the little sounder that was saying it?
Was that on our show? About,
yeah, that was on our show. Because he was botching it.
I can't do it. Anonymity. I can read it, but I can't
anonymity.
Say it.
Anonymity.
Amityville.
Let's go to Dave in San Francisco. Dave, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I called in last week, and I said I don't even want the OKC game or the Cavs game as bad as I want the Mavs. And, man, it lived up to the bill. I mean, we gave Klay his flowers.
Dave, you're breaking up a little bit as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMG, FM and AC1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. It is a Warriors Wednesday, brought
anonymity.
To you by... Yeah, there you
what
go.
What is that?
Anonymity.
Yeah, that's
anonymity.
What you just tried to say.
Anonymity. That's the N. It's the,
good
the,
job. There you go.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, Warriors Wednesday, brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Let's go to Adam in the city. Adam, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I first off, just wanted to give a props to Warrior fans who live on the East Coast. Starting a basketball game at 10 o'clock is kind of wild, and I couldn't sleep last night either, so just wanted to say that. But I wanted to bring up a point. As if it's a concerning thing for the season, I'm obviously happy about the win, the 9-2 start. However, I have this stat for you. The Warriors are dead last in free throw shooting percentage this year. Last night, they missed 11. Mm-hmm. When they were down 7 last night with 4 minutes left, I'm like, if we lose this game, it's because of free throw shooting. And I think you said one of the games we had 50 free throw attempts.
They missed
and
18.
We missed 28 of them.
No, they missed 18.
Sorry.
No, yeah, 32 of 50, Adam. 32 of 50 that Houston game.
Okay, so do you think that this is a problem, you know, for the season? Because you can't be dead last in free throw shooting. Like, that concerns me a bit.
Well, you get pods at 50%. Hold on, stay on the line real quick, Adam. 50% for pods. 62.5% for Melton, 62.5% for GP2, 63% for Kevon Looney, 64.5% for Jonathan Kuminga, Andrew Wiggins shooting 70, Draymond at 71, Moses Moody at 75, Steph at 93.9%, and Buddy Hield at 85.7%. So, yes, it is concerned. You got to get this free buddy. You get to the free throw line, and what did they miss last night? 11? That's not good enough. So you're right, Adam. By the way, were you trolling with the – were you trolling us?
Was I?
Yeah. When you cleared your throat. Were you trolling
How?
Us? Love, just, you know.
No. I was listening that day when you guys were talking about that. I legitimately had, like, something in my throat. No, I'm not. I promise. No.
Tell Ike we said hello. And it does suck on the East Coast when games start at 10 o'clock, but that's why the West Coast is the best coast. That's a fact.
Absolutely. Well, I'll make sure to say what's up to him for you, and appreciate the time.
All right. See you back in town. Adam on his worldwide tour. He makes the rounds. He makes the rounds. Let's go to what?
I'm just marveling, you know?
Marveling at what?
The king in his court.
Not a king. It's disrespectful to the Pete King. It's disrespectful to Bob Fitzgerald, to Gary Ratledge. It's disrespectful.
Bill King?
Bill King. Yeah, it's disrespectful.
Peter Franklin was the original, the king and the kid.
I don't know why I said
Pete. Well, Peter King. You guys are tight, so you call him Pete King.
Peter King, yeah, I call him Pete King. My bad, wrong Pete. Peter Franklin.
Sure, he's enjoying an IPA currently somewhere.
Pete Franklin.
Or a microbrew.
Hall of Famer, Pete King. So they're the real kings. Gary Ratledge, Ralph Barbieri, Tom Tolbert. I'm a little peasant in this game. I'm not a king. That's disrespectful to the guys who came before me. Let's go to, you know what?
The most fake, humble, like, no one buys that.
No, well, you don't buy it. If you don't buy it, that's fine. You miss it out.
You're missing out.
Marty Lurie, Greg Pop, like, come on. Let's go to, you know what? No, you want to start laughing?
Well, Greg, here's what he's missing out on.
You know what? Tony in Oakland. That's what we're missing out on. Tony in Oakland. What's up, Tony?
I'm in the zone.
This guy's not in the zone with me, Tony. I'm in the zone right now.
Okay. I feel like I haven't talked to you for ages. I got a marriage proposal from Guru.
Oh, my gosh.
He was shrieking it out.
Wait a minute. You called Steiny a Guru?
Well, you know, because your gatekeeper, Sam, wouldn't let me in, and I had something to get off my chest about the linchpin. And so anyway, I got in over there, and then I did a drive-by on your Paisan boy, and Guru went wild and proposed.
Wow.
So when's the marriage?
But anyway, but Sam got it wrong. He said, "Oh, Tony didn't have anything to say." I thought Sam hung up on me again. That's why I left.
He's the gatekeeper. You're the keymaster.
I would have made the boy answer a question if he wanted to marry me.
Wow.
It would have been the riddle of the Sphinx.
Well, considering Guru's a married man, I don't think that's going to fly well in the Darryl Guru Johnson household.
Well, you know, he was just being out there. But what I wanted to say was I saw Curry look over at Clay, and I loved it. It was the look of a general to another general. Game on. You know what? He loved him over there. A worthy opponent. And it's kind of like in my screenplay with General Howe, the English guy. Anyway, he was all in on helping us. But, you know, he was facing Washington, who sort of wasn't much of an opponent. If Warren had stayed in there, he would have said game on like Curry. And then I can fix the free throw problem.
How can you fix that?
Are we hiring Rick Barry?
How can you fix the free throw problem? Because we've got to fix this. They're dead last in the league.
Yeah. This is how. And we could liken it to what happened with the Niners and the way Shanahan, when the kicker wasn't doing well.
Yeah,
and
Jake Moody. Jake Moody, missing kicks left and right.
Yeah. And the reason, you know, what you do in that moment is, that's why I said we got to get the linchpin in there. Because you give the boys the stuff.
Who is the linchpin?
You know, you don't say, oh, you're not doing well,
so what's
or man up, or
but
whatever.
What's the stuff?
You got to give their lack
Tony, I'm
stuff.
Trying to figure out, what's the stuff to get the free throws right? We need the special stuff. What is the stuff? Is it the linchpin?
Is
it Steve
Kerr? What I'm saying is, you got to get the coach or bring someone in that can mirror the stuff.
What about bringing in Rick Barry doing the underhand free throws?
What?
What about bringing in Rick Barry?
Yeah, anyone that can get them that nears the stuff. You know, it's a very, as, you know, that stuff that
Tony, real quick. Hold on, real quick. We got to run, but real quick. Is this season going to be special for the Golden State Warriors? Are they in the zone right now?
They're doing really well, but you know what? You got to have closers at the end. So someone's got to come in with the elite aura that Kittle talks about and give them a boost. Because
all right, Tony.
Wow, good to hear from you. Aura.
Talk about
what they kind of Paizan are you?
They need a closer? Did you not see Curry in the final, like, 2 minutes?
More coming up. Telmo, Rob. The rest of you, 888-957-9570. I'm in the zone right now. Tony, boy, her perspective is very interesting. More coming up, brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
We don't care who plays. We just like the challenge.
Bay Area, it's Brandon Pajemski. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. You better hit those brakes, Bonta.
I'm trying, Pods. I'm trying. It's not easy.
Trying, Jennifer.
Not easy. What's 510 complaining about before we get to the... Let's read a complaint. We got a complaint. I like reading complaints.
All right.
510 Comcast Business Sex Line. Got in my car at 808. Got out at 824. So in 16 minutes, heard only one piece of sound. Curry. And it wasn't the I blacked out sound. Meanwhile, in that same time frame, I heard the blacked out sound from Curry, Green, and J-Kid. It's dead on your station. I was listening to Collins. Well, do you want us just to be a sound machine? Or do you want to hear from some actual real human beings about their opinion about the basketball games? So for 16 minutes, we play one sound and you're complaining about it. What the hell is wrong with some of y'all out there? I mean, you talk about a whack job. Holy smokes. Rob in Dublin, what's happening? Well, what the hell is that? What are you doing that? Rob,
how did you listen to two stations at the same time?
16 minutes, we play one sound. You don't want us to converse and have interactions with human beings? It's called caller-driven radio. That's what sports talk radio was built on. Well, is to talk to the fans and giving them a forum to talk about the game. Say you want us to just play all the sound bites? I can play all the sound bites in a row. That wouldn't be a good show, nor would it be creative.
No, that would be the show that's been going on for the last 20 years over there. But the point being is that, like, we don't talk at you and play sound at you.
No.
We talk with you. And that's the difference. And that's fine. It's you, whatever cup of tea. If you want to go search out signbots, go follow the Warriors on SoundCloud. You get all that information.
Yeah, no doubt. Go ahead, Robin.
What's up, man?
I don't even get what the complaint is about. What the hell? If they're away like that, we complain about a sound? If we play one sound? Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Rob, go ahead.
Oh, my God. Hey, man, good morning, fellas. Y'all great, man. I love this to y'all.
I appreciate it.
I'm going to complain, but it ain't about y'all, man. I'm complaining about the goddamn those TNT shots they was getting as far as, like, the camera angles was horrible last night. Can we at least get the guys hugging stuff and clapping up? I don't want to see Steph right out of court. Who cares? Anyway, hey. This team looks great, man. They just look comfortable. The buy-in, they look together this year for some reason. They just look a lot better. Dre is beasting on the defense. Pod needs to stop going through the hole and jumping in the air and just giving himself up. You don't know what he's doing with the ball half the time. But okay, he's young, whatever. He'll get over it. They'll talk to him. Hey, we just look good, man. We look comfortable. We look like we look like a team again. We don't look all over the place, just running around ragged. But I'll leave it at that, fellas. But I'm happy. The team looks comfortable. Coaching staff looks great. I love it. Let's just keep going, fellas. Let's keep going. I'm going to go for 53 wins this year.
Ooh.
I'm out, fellas.
Wow.
53? Why are you smiling?
It just makes me happy.
A little Bill Romanowski?
Just makes me
little
happy.
Little Navarro Bowman?
Yeah.
Little D-winners.
Little D-winners.
Little Jeff Ulbrich.
Mm-hmm.
How many more number 53s can I name for the Niners?
Keep David, I'm going. I'm
I feel like they're a little bit soft.
Was Alton Lister 53 or was he 52?
I think Alton Lister, wow, that's a great pull.
I'm going to look that up.
I think he was 52. But I'm not 100%. I'm not 100% on that one. Don't quote me on that. 52 or 53? He was 53?
He's 53.
He was 53.
Look at
Alton
me.
Lister.
And what by the way, somewhere, for? Sean Kemp is going like this to me, pointing. That's for my OG Warrior fans.
Oh, man. Boy, Steph Curry. What a game. What a game. 888-957-9570. I'm kind of dumbfounded by the complaint. I'm not going to lie. It's got me rattled a little bit. So I'm going to play a soundbite for him. If you're back in your car, let me go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a tiger by his toe. If he screams, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Yeah, Wiggs was great. I just think there has to be an accumulative effect on Luka. You can't stop him. He gets to so many shots, so you just have to try to make it difficult. You know, he played 41 minutes. Wiggs was draped all over him, you know, and I thought, you know, maybe that affected the three-point shooting a little bit. He was 2 for 10, so he's such a phenomenal player, but you just make it difficult, and I thought that's what Wiggs did.
His take on the game and a great finish by the team, Steve Kerr.
We won the first and the third quarters pretty well, played really well. Ball was moving. Our defense was good. Second and fourth, we really struggled in both. And, you know, they got off to that great start, took the lead, and just an incredible finish anchored by Steph and Draymond. Steph on the offensive side, Draymond on the defensive side. It's amazing to watch those guys still after all these years. And couldn't be prouder of the team for a tough win against a great team.
Steve Kerr there. By the way, you brought up Alton Lister. Can we fact check this? 408 Comcast Business Text Line. Am I wrong, or do I remember Alton Lister being out on the injured list for having hemorrhoids? I was a kid in the late 80s and remember laughing.
What?
If that is the case, that is incredible knowledge, because I do not remember that in the late 80s. Holy, oh my gosh. Oreo cookie in Oakland.
I mean,
can we fact check that? I just don't even know what to say. Oreo cookie in Oakland. What's happening?
The only known player to ever miss time for hemorrhoids.
For him, I never heard of that before. Go ahead, Oreo cookie.
Hey, what up, y'all? Man, just wanted to give props to the Dubs. Man, we started off hot. The best thing that right now is going is that nobody's complaining about Kerr's rotation. He's been pressing all the right buttons, man. That's great. And then I'm here for all the champion of change. He got one T at the start, but I think he figured it out that he doesn't need all that extra stuff to do a good job, man. I'm just really pumped up for this season.
Draymond, last night, there was nothing, like literally nothing from Draymond that got anybody worried even a little.
The man's playing possessed right now.
That block at the rim was so sick.
He's playing possessed. You saw it again. You asked me, what was the energy like? And even before the game, Thrive City's packed. You can't get in. Hey, excuse me. It was hard to get to the gatehouse. I haven't seen it that packed. I've seen that. It was more packed than a finals game at Thrive City. People couldn't wait to get inside to chase and see Klay Thompson warm up. And he was warming up at the same time as Stephen Curry. How sick was that? And then you get the first possession of the game with Draymond saying, Steph, I got you, I got help. He's barking left and right, trying to come in for the hard double. And then he hits the three over Klay, and he's talking. Jason Kidd calls a timeout to stop playing. Draymond looks over at Jason Kidd, he's had a couple words for him. I said, damn, Day-Day's in his bag tonight. No turnovers, 11 points. Well, yeah, seven rebounds, six assists, three steals, two block shots. He filled up the stat sheet. He's playing out of his mind right now, man. And like he told us, don't forget about Dre. I'm still in this DPOY conversation. He's a champion to change. And so far, I've seen some good change from him. So he gets credit when credit is due, man. We can't crush him all the time. We got to give him some damn love.
Well, his leadership with some of the younger players, too, has been something that I've been monitoring all year. His body language and his communication during live ball and dead ball action with Kuminga, with TJD, with Andrew Wiggins. Mm-hmm. It's the most optimistic version of Draymond Green that I've seen regarding his like demeanor. Like he's not stomping around, berating teammates.
Right.
He just seems so like this is the version we've all wanted.
Yep.
This right here.
Yep. Let's go to, you're so right about it, man. It's refreshing to see. It really is. And he's taking that leadership role, and the team is falling behind him. We're going to go to Oreo Cookie.
Remember we used to say, like, well, he needs to play with the fire. It's like, well, you can still play with the fire. Just don't do the shenanigans.
Yeah.
And people are like, no, the shenanigans are baked into the fire. It's like, well, right now, you've seen all of the fire and none of the shenanigans.
Yep.
None of it. And what a difference it makes.
No,
right?
It does. It does.
The whole team is galvanized.
He needs to play on edge. He plays with that fire. And that's
for
why,
sure.
And you know what? Him admitting it. He goes, I watched a video tribute of Klay Thompson earlier today because I wanted to get it out the way. Because he wanted to keep his edge for the game.
I love that.
What? And Anthony Sutter said, yeah, that was a pretty heated game. People are like, yo, that was finals intensity. Finals intensity. So it was a hell of a night at Chase Center. 888-957-9570 if you're there. How are you feeling about being there? 888-957-9570. The Warriors deserve a lot of credit for the love they showed Klay Thompson yesterday. Every fan in attendance received a Captain Klay hat. And every fan in attendance saluted their Captain Klay hat in the direction of Klay Thompson before the game. And it was really cool.
Did you see, like, almost within an hour, eBay had a ton of those hats on sale for $150? I swear to God.
And people were buying them.
Of course they were. $150. Right off the
Klay hat. Are you keeping that one over there? You should.
I mean, okay, you want me to keep it? I'll keep it.
Nah,
is it mine? I thought it was the studio's.
Oh.
I think we should keep this here for Big Cap, Big Facts, right? Like, that's,
okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's cool.
I'm not, you know, unlike Mark Willard, I don't just take things home.
Oh, so wait, that's who took the helmet home?
Nah, he brought it back, though. We're all good.
Wait, Mark He's Willard? Good. Wait. Mark Willard was the one who walked the studio with the helmet?
He grabbed the helmet. Might have been an accident. I don't know. But let's put this in the middle because we're going to use this.
Might have been an accident. Taking it back to your house.
Right. Wait, you took a random helmet back to the crib?
I don't know.
Somebody's going to take this Captain Klay hat home.
No. It's not going to last in the studio. Cap, Big Facts.
It won't last in the studio.
Sam, come in here, grab the fireman hat and grab the captain hat, put it in Nahegan's office, please, for me. And that way...
We'll do it after the show.
Okay.
We'll
don't let me forget because I don't want this thing to go. I want to keep this for Big Cap, Big Facts.
Yeah, I think it'll be safe in the studio.
No, it will not. We've got sticky fingers.
Yeah, it was safe. Just like Shasky's helmet that he brought from home. It was safe. Just like my headphones I got that mysteriously just walked away. Yeah, everything's safe around here. BPA.
880.
Brian and Paul Alto, what's happening?
Morning. I thought last night was a perfect outcome. Super happy for Klay. I thought Klay played awesome. He was off. That was his best game as a Maverick. And that's what I was hoping for, was Klay would play great and the Warriors would win, and that's what happened. And so, yeah, it was great to see him playing well, and I think I really do think he can help them. And I don't know if you guys have talked about this. I wasn't listening earlier, but what's up with Bods? He looks out of sorts.
Before you go,
good stuff.
BPA.
Great.
That felt deep, didn't it? It felt personal.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Is there real tension that exists between Steph and Klay? Because it kind of felt like it a little bit. So people were trying to guess what Steph was saying after he made that big three near the end. It was an intense game. And, that's the game of the year so far in the NBA, I think.
Close. And the Warriors are probably, if you look at the top two games of the NBA, it's probably been Warriors-Boston and Warriors-Mavs.
Yeah.
Is there any other games?
Well, the Bronny debut.
Well, no. Phoenix and Dallas was really good.
114-113.
Okay. Yeah, I went there right through that joke.
Yeah, that was a joke.
By the way, this is not a joke. Apparently, Bronny James will not travel with the South Bay Lakers G League team. He's just going to play home games for them. Can't fly charter. He's got to fly private, so he'll stay back at home.
No, that's not the reason.
No, it's probably the reason.
I'll tell you what. I told you, Brett Boone was talking about this. Like, you can't be in the minors and pretending you're above the... LeBron is just setting him up. Poor Bronny.
You're on the LeBron James. You LeBron James.
Well, had he come to the Warriors, we would have kept the spot on the big league club for his son.
Oh, my God. There's no Santa Cruz C-dubs in his future. There's no Kevin Dennis and Bronny.
Oh, Kevin Dennis. He's had a hell of a couple weeks here.
Yeah, I know. You see him?
Yeah. The Stanford call was incredible.
Damn, Kevin.
Can we talk about Pods?
He's trying. He's pressing a little bit.
If I watch him dribble into the middle of the key without a purpose and then pivot in a circle... Like, my head's going to explode. And I'm a big Pods fan.
He's pressing a little bit. He's 8 of 41 for the three-point line. What is he shooting from three? I think it's...
Where's the floater he said he was working
it's
on?
It's 19.5% from three. Brandon Podziemski right now. He's trying a little too hard. And right now, he's like the 10th man off the bench. So he's got to get his rhythm back. He was sick. It's only the first 11 games.
Okay, that's a good point.
I'm going to give him, see what happens after 20.
I do think the mask, there's something in there with the
mask.
Shooting.
And yeah, it was the first game without the mask. Yeah. So he's got to get a couple from the net. I thought he hit a big three late in the third quarter. It was a huge three. So
I'm not ready to get rid of the guy.
Yeah. Let's be patient.
I think he needs to play better.
Let's be patient. He'll play better, but it's a good thing. They're 9-2. And he just had the Houston game where he scored six big time buckets to open up the road trip. That was huge.
I thought he played well in the Cleveland game. I know they got blown out, but he was part of the reason they were fighting back in that game.
No doubt. So, positive get right.
I don't
positive
question right. his effort.
He's a winner. He's just trying a little too hard right now, but he's going to be fine. I truly believe Pods will be fine. Let's go to Big Smooth in Oakland. Big Smooth.
What's up, Big Smooth?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gentlemen, top of the morning to you. So listen, man, last night was a great game, obviously. Bam, first game of the cup, whatever you call that cup, Amorites, I don't know. But it was a great game. But Shasky, I got to ask you, buddy, because you told me to double check on you later. You still think Melton's bad hip is an issue?
He looks great.
No.
He looks great. No,
he looks great.
He looks great.
So I was trying to tell you then, I said, man, they check on these dudes. They do. Listen, Warriors have one of the best medical staffs in the league. They're not going to gamble and like, I don't know if this guy's hip's going to hold up. They don't do that. So I knew, hey, but here's the thing. Warriors, keep your eye on the Time Lord. I don't know if you saw him yesterday.
I would love him.
I've been pushing for the Time Lord. Man, if we can get him, we wouldn't really have to change much to what we're doing. Let's throw Gui Sanchez in there. Let's throw Gui
Santos. It's Gui Santos.
Hey, but I'm with Smooth. Smooth. Time Lord is a player that has fascinated me. The knee obviously was shredded in the finals against the Warriors. Mm-hmm. I thought that changed the series. We don't talk enough about him coming off the floor in that series.
Hey.
He's a guy I would definitely take a flyer on. I am 100% with you.
Hey, Portland is about to tank. They're going for the Cooper Cup sweepstakes. But let me ask you guys this.
Cooper Flag.
You said it. Shasky, Cooper Flag. Cooper Flag. The Coopers. But listen, Shasky, you said this. You said this, so it's all fair game. Man, I've been watching Pods on defense for a minute. Watch Pods. When the screen comes his way, he doesn't slip the screen.
Yeah, he
just stands there. And then the guy he's supposed to guard. It's a three. I'm not making this up. Watch it. Pods, I believe in you. But, dude, you got to get better on defense, man. You are a liability. And your jumper should be better than mine. I'm just saying, man. You're soaking in Buddy Hield and Steph. Man, your jump – honestly, guys, didn't you expect his jumper to be a little better?
He's off to a slow start. There's no doubt. He's off to a slow start. But I've seen Klay Thompson get off to slow starts.
Well, Klay's one of the greatest shooters ever. So it's I get what you're saying. I get your point about slow starts.
Yeah, slow starts. So you got to come around. By the way, Time Lord yesterday, I didn't know he was back. But the Portland Trail Blazers have 4 wins on the season. They beat Minnesota last night by 14.
The Fighting Blazers, the Chauncey Billups squad.
Robert Williams III last night.
I can't even say what it's straight face.
Scoot
Henderson and them boys.
Well, I'm going to say this with a straight face. Big Smooth may be on to something here. Robert Williams III last night. 9-10 from the floor, 25 minutes off the bench, and 19 points and 9 rebounds, 3 block shots, 3 steals, and 3 assists. He could be half for the cheap. He could be half for the cheap.
I'd love to have another checkbook championship, so let's pay for him. Let's do it.
Even though Windhorst, when I throw him, hey, you know Cleveland in 2016 had the highest payroll in the league? Oh, I didn't even know that. Yeah,
Course he didn't know that. That wasn't on the manuscript that LeBron was handing out at that time.
Not in the narrative playbook?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when him and McMenamin or whatever the heck that guy's name is.
How did you say this? David
McMenamin. Here. This is the LeBron manifesto. This is from Clutch. Just read it right from the script. You'll be good to go.
We'll keep you
employed. Trust me.
Oh, man.
Just ask Woj.
Let's go to...
I'm sorry. I hate to break the narrative.
Let's go to Skills of Leo. Skills, what's happening?
Hey, what's up? Good morning, Vontae and Chasky.
Good morning.
Good to be all with you. What's up, Skills?
Hey, you know, I'm like everybody. I'm happy about the win last night, and I'm pleased overall with the 9-2 start for Golden State. Obviously, at the same time, though, look, I go back to 91 with these guys, and so I've seen them have some fantastic starts that end up as moldy, greasy finishes in the back of the fridge. And if you look back, there was like the 94-95 start where they went 7-1. And wound up winning 26 games. Then in 05-06, they had that 12-6 start. And I think they finished with 34 wins that year. So I'm a little hesitant to dive in with both feet. However, I think this team is a little bit different than those teams. They're built much better. And we'll see how it goes. But I'm confident they're going to get to at least 50 wins in spite of my
skills. Skills. I've tested the water. All right. I started like you. I dipped a toe in there. Let me tell you, the hot tub is feeling lovely. Do a cannonball, young man. Cannonball right into the deep end. Let's go. This team is real.
Do you believe?
Well, maybe not a cannonball because we want some of the water to actually stay in the hot tub. But I'll try a little harder to be a little more optimistic. But still, you know, it's good when your biggest problem seems to be the ninth man's shooting percentage rather than the starting forward needing professional help because he's assaulting opponents. Or their starting shooting guards, penny free agency, and perpetual moodiness, and the idiocy of the head coach. So, I mean, like, there is definitely something to build on there. And as for that tribute to Clay, just real quick, I'll let you guys go after this. I'm not really a big video tribute guy, except for guys like Clay, who really, really, really accomplished something. Remember a couple years ago, the Mets did one for Max Scherzer, who was there for like a year and a half, didn't do squat. But Clay's was great. Should have been a little bit longer, but overall it was great. Almost with the cut onions on a Tuesday night.
The NBA only allows you to do a 60-second tribute video or something like that. There's a time limit on tribute videos. So, yeah, I found that out yesterday that you have to cap a video tribute, game times, tip-offs, whatever, commercial breaks or whatnot. So, but the NBA doesn't mandate. So I think the Warriors actually got 30 extra seconds to do a Klay Thompson tribute here. But you talk about Klay Thompson. I'm reading through Marcus Thompson's story about the night with Klay Thompson returning. He did a shimmy after making second quarter. Draymond Green said,
which
after
I thought
the game,
was fun.
It was fun. Draymond Green said he did a little terrible shimmy. It was awful. And then Curry added, he knows better than that.
Regarding the tribute, the video, I'm kind of with him on a lot of video tributes kind of don't hit the same. That one did, all right, for a variety of reasons. The best kind of tribute that I've seen from afar, well, I told you about this many times, when Dave Roberts got an organic standing ovation from the Boston Red Sox crowd in 2007 when the Giants went out to Boston, and it was his first time since that 04 team when he was the guy who stole the base that, you know, led to the comeback against the Yankees. And you could tell Dave Roberts was touched. He got out of the batter's box. He had his hand up and was waving everybody. There's something about maybe like the organic one coming from the crowd. But this isn't...
This is different.
This is a four-time champion who... I mean, come on. This is one of the greatest players of all time.
I was trying to think about guys... I was trying to think about guys who came back to... And we'll get to Leroy at Oakland in a second, but... You know, Willie Mays coming back as a New York Met. We weren't around for that.
No.
Reggie Jackson coming back to Oakland as an Oriole or a Yankee. We weren't around for that.
Nah.
Reggie got booed everywhere. Kenny Stabler. You know, I was thinking about the Snake. Maybe coming back to Oakland as a Houston Oiler. How did that go? What about Jason Giambi coming back to Oakland as a member of the New York Yankees? Now he got booed. But it wasn't like this. Four-time champ. We talk about all different nicknames. China Clay, Toaster Clay, Game 6 Clay, Scaffold Clay. I mean, I forgot about that one. Think about we watched him grow up here. He had no facial hair. So when Festus was talking yesterday, and I started thinking about that first playoff run against the Nuggets and the Spurs, I'm thinking, man, Clay had no facial hair. Curry had no facial hair. They were just babies. Yeah. Draymond and Fezzi were rookies alongside Harrison Barnes. And you see these guys grow up and now have families, and you know, whether it's a dog or kids, or you know, Clay's got boats, and you see him with the facial hair, you're like, damn, man, where has time gone? But this was different. Our biggest moments when Game 6, Oklahoma City, backs against the wall, season's gone. Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook are playing out of their minds at that point, and Clay saves the day.
Let me ask you something. Almost impossible question to ask. So if you feel like you don't have a feel on it, you're more than welcome to just pass it back. Do you think he was surprised by the crowd being in unison and the 400 members of the actual Warriors and all that? Do you think he was surprised? Not that he wasn't going to get love. That's not what I'm saying. But just the overwhelming unanimous love.
Great question. I don't know. Because Clay is so nonchalant.
And guarded.
And guarded. And he didn't like the way things ended. There's no doubt. He didn't like the way things ended. There is some bitterness. There's no doubt about it. But I do think that ovation, whether he was surprised or not, helped heal him and some old wounds. Because as I look at Marcus Thompson's story, I didn't know this, Shasky. Immediately after his post-game interview, Klay Thompson was back at his old confines, apparently. Fully dressed, wearing his captain hats, he hung out in the weight room at practice court he once roamed, spending time with players and coaches and trainers on his former team. The rivalry had morphed back into a brotherhood. So I think that was the first step of healing. Whatever happened over the last year or two, this was the first. Now, they're going to battle. They're going to compete at a high level. They want to ring in Dallas. The Warriors want to get number 5 for Steph and Dre. And Steve Kerr, of course, is head coach. And Looney, number 4. Joe Lacob, number 5. You know, the list goes on and on and on. But at least now, they realize that, you know, we did a lot together, man. We're forever going to be linked. We're going to forever have this championship bond. So I do think that was part of the healing process for Klay Thompson. But I don't know if he was surprised or not, but I know he was thankful for all the love he received.
There are things that have happened in my life where there are unforeseen consequences, you know, like a tragedy or something happens, mm-hmm. and you become closer to your spouse, an individual, a family member, whatever it is that maybe you didn't see coming. And I think this was one of those moments in time where I do believe that there was a step in the right direction for everyone involved, that they can eventually be able to come to peace with what had happened. I worried that he was going to be bitter for a long time and that the Warriors were, you know, going to go out of their way to try to help him. And for whatever reasons that he has that I will never know, he would have his reasoning that, like Montana. Montana still feels a certain way. There's a reason the guy wears all black to all the Niner games. He never wears the Niner gear ever. He's split down the middle. He wouldn't even pick the Niners against the Chiefs for crying out loud twice.
Yeah.
Right? I really hoped that it wouldn't get to that point with Clay. And I feel like now I actually can see a scenario where it's like he is a beloved, almost like Jerry Rice. You know, the way Jerry embraces being a Niner. I could see Clay being back with the Warriors at some point post-career. The way it should be.
Got some breaking news here on Greg Popovich, Coach Popovich. And I've heard about this, and I didn't know it was true, but apparently, according to Shev Sharadia, and we want to pray for his health, Greg Popovich, one of the best coaches in NBA history, suffered a mild stroke November 2nd. He's expected to make a full recovery, and the timeline for return has not yet been determined. But Pop suffered a mild stroke, and that's why he's been out. He suffered a mild stroke November 2nd, so hopefully he is okay. We pray for his good health, and we hope that he returns to the sidelines before the year is over. But obviously, health is wealth, and we want him to get right. So prayers up to Coach Pop out there in San Antonio.
I know you're just reading it the way it's reported, and it is reported as like a mild, because there's different degrees, but there's no such thing as a mild stroke.
No.
And obviously, we've got a lot going on in my own family currently and before, and my heart goes out to his entire family, his extended family, his work family, him, everyone involved, like, oh, geez.
It's tough.
I don't wish, you know, bad health on my worst enemy.
No doubt. No doubt. Let's go to Leroy in Oakland and Austin in SF before we end the show. Leroy, Oakland, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Bonhead? Hey, what's up, Shasky?
What's up, Leroy?
Prayers up for Pop. Prayers Absolutely. Up for Pop, man. You know, I was blood pressure 300, over 300, 220 pounds, and I'm 5'6". But
wow.
Blood pressure's normal now. I'm down to 170. So, Pop, you can do it.
Brother. Good for you, man.
Prayers up.
Good for you. That's inspiring.
You, thank you, Shasky. Yeah. And so, and I'm 54, right? So I started when I was 48. So I've been 6 years in on my grind. So I just called guys to say, you know, Dallas had been playing bad. The Warriors had been playing good. So, you know, I knew the Warriors were going to win, but I liked the excitement. I cheered for Clay when he was walking through the tunnel without the Dallas jersey on. Me and my wife stood up and cheered. That's cool. But when he got on the floor and put that jersey on, none of that cheering stuff. We were ready to go. And so I wasn't surprised that we won. You know, because we've been playing good. Dallas has been playing bad. But what I was more impressed with Curry, you know, all the 12 points down the stretch, but the 9 assists was incredible. I mean, with this team and the help that we have now to get everybody involved like that, man, that's point guard stuff. And I've always said, Bonte, you know, Draymond bringing the ball up and other people handling the ball. That was all great, but I would like to see Curry just play more point guard, have the ball in his hand more like Kyrie and the other point guards, because this is what he can do. So I was impressed, man, with the 9 games. And, hey, I've been taking them in 7, guys, right? First 7 games of the season, I said we'd go 7-0. We went 6-1. Then the Boston game came. Okay, the next 7. And so we've been doing good. So I'm taking them in 7s. And we've been doing great, guys. So
Love it, Leroy. Let's get to Austin real quick before Fast 5. Austin, what's happening? You're on the roast.
I know, Mert. I just want to say it was a good gang yesterday. Grass to Clay. He looked like he wanted to come back to the Warriors. But with that being said, y'all think the Warriors need to make another move? Possibly, you know, if Pod keeps, you know, struggling, you know, get him on that trading block.
Fast 5 time. I'll answer that in a second.
Yeah, put him on the trade block. The Jazz, you know, Phil Popowski, whatever his name is. Hey, he a good fit for the Warriors. Yeah, what y'all think about that?
That's your Dura Fast 5. Austin.
It's Thanks time for the Xfinity Fast 5. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
All right. As someone who gets names and pronunciations wrong consistently, let's all make a...
If you think about it, Ayuk and Debo.
I hate you.
Mm-hmm. Juwan Jennings on third down. George Kittle. You got Juice. Mm-hmm. You got CMC.
Give him that last 2 months that Gunnar Henderson got with the Warriors.
Why you got a doobie like that?
Who we're going to see in the home run derby.
Why you got a doobie like that?
If you're going to have a trade proposal, you better be able to pronounce their name properly.
Filipowski. You know,
here's what I say. This is where I'm at. Final
Big
thought.
Smooth at like 6. He's definitely the dude.
Why you got to get in the bus like that?
Big Smooth has already got it locked up.
That Audi Ruchma was last All Star break. We moved on.
We'll never let it go.
Whenever I see an actual Audi, I think of the baseball player.
Me too.
Here's my thoughts on trades. Everything's in a standstill. I want to let this season play itself out. That doesn't mean I don't have an itchy trigger finger, like Brian Windhorst suggested that Joe Lacob has. Because trust me, I'm always here for a transaction. But a Robert Williams pickup, under the radar.
Time Lord.
And just kind of see where this goes. This has got inner tube season written all over it. Just sit in the inner tube and let the current take you down the river.
Look at you. You're all in, man. I love this.
I'm all in on going to get lunch. That's what I'm all in on.
Hey, one day I'll reveal who the unnamed player was who said, hey, Bonte, we went at 50. I can't wait to... unveil it because it will.
Guy Santos.
Made for their 50th win.
Guy is my, not Guy Sanchez. What did people say? Guy Sanchez?
Did he call him that?
Yeah, he did. Guy Sanchez.
Guy Santos is my boy.
Did he really have that mispronunciation?
Dude, Sanchez. There's like six of them. We saved the call.
Guy Sanchez. My final thought is this. Great job by the Go to St. Warriors showing love to Clay Thompson. I thought they went excellent. Shout out to Raven Ritter, Snyder, and the whole crew. You guys did an excellent job. Excellent job. First class all the way through. But I got to play this for 26 seconds.
They can't feel whether someone's got the right stuff and wow. They've got the rod in them to be able to take us into battle. But Lynch has
gotta
this.
Have that
doesn't
rod.
Anyone else see this?
Tony, marry me.
Thank you.
I snore. Marry me, Tony.
Oh, that's a walk-off. She that's Tony. No, she didn't know what to wow. say, Goo.
Wow, you had Tony speechless, Goo. That's impressive.
To Goo.
Goo said, marry me. I snore. Marry me. Hey, Guru, they got these sleep masks now that help you not snore. And it makes your sleep that much better.
Hi,
so
I'm
Bonta
Hill
tired.
For the sleep mask.
CPAP.
I was going to say, CPAP. I'm the king. Sleep mask. I'm having CPAP. Trouble sleeping with my crown on.
CPAP.
I'll put on my sleep crowns. Mask.
Hey, man, you guys keep naming me the king. I'm not the king. You guys are being very disrespectful to some legends. You guys are being very disrespectful, man. And Gary Ratnitz and Boffins.
Isn't there a crown and a cape right off to your left
Rob
right now?
Barrieri,
you told us the people dubbed
Tobert.
You the king.
No, you guys did it. So
no,
I said,
you said the people told me I am.
No, no, what happened?
Saying.
You guys kept talking.
And
I was getting agitated about.
Me.
No, I was getting agitated
I
about
pulled
something.
The sword from the stone.
See, I was getting agitated about something, and then I said, "Well, the hell with it. I'm the king anyway. So just do this." I was being sarcastic.
No, you were.
But
not.
You guys called me the king, not me. I don't give myself.
Begrudgingly accepted his role.
Because it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful to the guys who came before me.
It's all good. I'm your Brian Windhorst, dude. You gave me the manifesto,
the
and I read it.
I'm not the king, man. I'm just a guy who jaw jacks for a living. Spadoni.
So we were talking about, you guys mentioned actually like returns from like former Bay Area athletes, like legends, like, and you mentioned Kenny Stabler.
Like
it whiffed my head. He played in a playoff game as the Houston Oilers quarterback in 1980
when
the Raiders were the wild card team. There was like two wild cards or whatever, but they hosted them and the Raiders ended up winning that was their last Super Bowl in Oakland, obviously winning that with Jim Plunkett. So Plunkett v. Stabler, and that had to have been emotional for Kenny, obviously winning the first ever one in the Bay Area, the Super Bowl that is.
Yeah, that was great. Rice, by the way, did play at Candlestick Park. As a Seattle Seahawk.
Gross. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember
04?
It either.
04?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Yes.
Hey, there's no way he catch a pass?
Huh?
I don't remember that at
maybe
all.
Maybe like one catch, 4 yards.
Hasselbeck?
Lubin, final thoughts.
Not Seneca Wallace.
Lubin, final thought?
I'm waiting for Shasky to finish. My final thought is...
Are you kidding me?
You have been talking a lot during Fast Five.
I kid, Shasky. You know that.
No, you
he's Kyrie and Luka last night. 10 turnovers combined.
Oh, next, now I got to wait for you to finish, too, Bonte.
Shot clock violation.
Whoa. Don't talk to the king like that.
We kid because we care.
All right, so my final thought... is seeing Clay on the court last night. I mean, I know it's probably best for both sides that everyone went their separate ways, blah, 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 but it still sucks that it came to that Clay had to go, but, you know, I wish the best for him, and it was just cool to see the love that he got last night.
There you go, loving. That was Fast Five.
You saved the show.
Brought to you by Xfinity. Oh, he's that all for on the go. I just saw loving bang something. Is it YouTube color orange yet? It gets massive internet to all of your devices. Tiny Goo next on 95.7 The Game.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.